Well, my friends, everybody's paying attention to Make America Healthy Again, especially with RFK's hearings today over on Capitol Hill, and it seemed like a lot of people were very enthused about that hearing. However, what happens here locally affects you so much more than what happens in Washington, D.C., and as we speak, Democrats in the Washington State Legislature are once again trying to figure out ways to mandate your health care, to mandate your life. Joining us now on the KVI studio line from Conservative Ladies of America, Julie Barrett. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, Ari. Thanks for having me back.
Such a pleasure. So tell me what's going on with regard to how they may be positioning this so that they can mandate things again over how you decide to control your body. Pretty entertaining for people who are big pro-abortion people, right?
Oh, yeah. My body, my choice, but only when it comes to killing babies.
So tell me what they got today.
All right. So this bill actually has a hearing coming up on Friday morning at 8 a.m. So people can actually take action on this to either sign up to testify or just register their position of hopefully opposition with the legislature. But this is House Bill 1531. It's only 2 pages, but it does a lot of damage in a very short amount of time. What this bill would do is it gives enormous power to the state to control, basically to have health mandates over the local jurisdiction, right? Because you have your local jurisdiction, which should set policy for the city or the county or whatever. But this allows the state to supersede that and do, you know, immunization, I use that in air quotes, right? Mandates. They're gonna follow the science. And so they're going to put in health responses that are based on the, quote, best available science. And we all know how great the science is that they use. So we're talking about vaccine mandates, mask mandates. Would there be like you can't go, you know, you can't leave your house. You can't, you know, you have to stand 6 feet apart. What are we looking at here? So I think this is really scary. It also has an emergency clause, which, as you know, makes it take effect immediately, but it also can't be repealed. So there's no room for public debate on that.
So hang on a second here. I'm just putting on my tinfoil hat for a minute because I was the one who was doing all the public disclosure requests for all the documents during COVID. And what it was showing was King County Health was saying, hey, the vaccine, we're having these breakthrough cases. It's not stopping the spread. Other health agencies were saying the same thing to the state. And then even the state was saying that to the governor. So do you think this is really to combat that? And I know I'm just asking you this with no prep and I haven't shown you the documents or anything like that. But do you think this is just so that the state can mandate whatever they want?
Absolutely. And I have seen something that came, I forget where it came from, but that showed the escalation in heart attacks coming out of Seattle, specifically King County, like went off the chart in 2020, 2021, or I guess it would be 21 and 22 after the vaccine was rolled out. And it was impossible to ignore. So yes, I think this is fully about control.
Okay, so let's pivot over. That's House Bill 1331, you said, right?
Yes, and can I, before we jump over, sure. Can I just say that this is really concerning, especially for children in schools, and would they maybe mandate that kids had to get these vaccines to go to school? So that's something that parents have been really concerned about. So this kind of triggers my red flag on that.
Now, I'll tell you something else, because not a lot of people know this, Julie, and I want to make sure my audience knows this, is that private schools, for example, they have kids, and public schools, by the way, they're allowed to have a certain number percentage of their school not be vaccinated because they know that's going to be a thing for health reasons or whatever the case may be. It's when they start exceeding that, that's when they start mandating things. And if you think they can only mandate these things in public schools, no, they can mandate them in private schools as well. So if you want to object to this, what you should be doing is calling the legislative hotline at, wait a second, hang on, I got to pull that number right here. So what you got to do is you got to call the legislative hotline. And what you got to do is you got to say no to House Bill 1331. We'll give you the hotline at the end for all these bills and all these bill numbers. What else you got, Julie?
All right. So in hearing this afternoon was House Bill 1312 and also another little bill with that packs a lot of power. This bill would call for unprecedented control by Governor Ferguson over militias. So it would prohibit a militia from another state from entering Washington unless under authority of the federal government or with written authorization from the governor, and it permits the governor to withdraw any previously granted authorization. So I'm thinking that this has to do with the Trump administration immigration
so
agenda.
You think it's if somebody's a member of a bounty hunter organization or a militia group that says they're going to go get illegal immigrants?
No, if you look at, so in the bill summary, they specifically talk about National Guards. Mm-hmm. So I think it's specifically U.S. National Guards, U.S. troops that might come out of state by the federal government.
So yes. What you're saying is if California, for some reason, decides to get some sanity and says we also need to send National Guard troops to go to the northern border, because, like, for example, you have Florida sending them to Texas and you have North Dakota sending them to Texas. You have these other states that are sending them to Texas to help out. What you're saying is this is prohibiting them from operating in this state per the federal government if they send them here to secure the northern border.
Correct. Or if he, you know, for whatever reason, like in 2020 with all the Chaz Chop stuff, I think Jenny Durkin declined to allow Trump to send in the National Guard. So I don't know if it's something along those lines, like if there's, you know, riots or protests or, you know, just mass, you know, immigration issues that the federal government would be prohibited.
Sure. So give me the number of that one more time. It's House Bill.
House Bill 1312.
Mm-hmm. So that's
and
House Bill
like 13, I said, 12. It had a hearing this afternoon at 1:30, but mm-hmm. people can still send in written testimony. And of course, you can call the legislative hotline and get a message to your legislator.
So the legislative hotline to say no to House Bill 1331 and House Bill 1312 is 1-800-562-6000. That's 1-800-562-6000 and tell them no on House Bill 1331 and House Bill 1312. Once again, that's House Bill 1331 and House Bill 1312. Call the legislative hotline. Be polite. These are not the people passing the bills. These are the people answering the phones. 1-800-562-6000. Julie, before we let you go, I love your emails.
Hold up 1 second. It's
go ahead.
15. It's 1531.
1531
and 1312.
1531. Okay. Well, we'll say no to everything because everything's bad anyway.
That's good.
Julie, before we let you go, I read your emails every single day. If people want to get on your email list to know about these terrible bills, if they want to follow you on social media, what's the best way for them to do that?
On every social media platform, if you're in Washington, which is your audience, Conservative Ladies of Washington. Our website is conservativeladiesofwa.com. You can go and sign up for our emails there. But we are on every platform. We're on X and Facebook and YouTube and Telegram and Substack and all the places.
You should make sure you sign up because it is one of my best sources for what's going on in the legislature. And remember, what happens in the legislature affects you a lot more than what happens in Washington, D.C. Julie Barrett, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.